We're now joined by the man himself, Jason DeVos, Director of Development for Canada Soccer. Jason, thanks so much for doing this.
Not a problem. How are you today?
I'm good. I think congratulations are in order. So I'm gonna congratulate you in this. Look, you've been a critic of Canada Soccer, and as I said, a constructive critic of Canada Soccer. Now you're in a position where you can hopefully enact some change. What's the first thing you have to do? What's your number one priority as you see it?
Number one priority for me is to build relationships with people. You know, I think that there's a large number of people across our country from coast to coast who are working to try and make the game better. And the feedback that I get from people and that I got was a member of the media in my previous career. It's funny saying that now, previous career. but the thing that I always used to hear from people was that they feel disconnected. They don't feel like they're part of something that's bigger than themselves, that they're not part of a national plan to develop players, to develop coaches, that they didn't feel like they were part of Canada, that they felt very isolated. And I think that's a function of the size of our country in many respects, that, you know, people from Prince Edward Island don't see people from Vancouver very often. So, you know, to be able to connect those people, to share best practices, to share ideas of the things that are being done, and there are a great many things that are working at the grassroots level from coast to coast that we just need to distribute around the country. And if we can work together and build those relationships and get everybody pulling in the same direction, that's going to go a long way towards improving the state of the game in our country. And that's really the primary objective of my role, I think, is to connect people and to build those relationships, because I'm the first person to put my hand up and say, I don't have all the answers. I don't know how to fix soccer in Prince Edward Island right now. I'm going to work to find out and find a solution, though. And I'm going to work with the people in Prince Edward Island to find a solution that works for that province. And I'm going to work with the people in Vancouver and British Columbia and Kelowna to try and find a solution that works for that province. And I'm going to work with the people in every province to find those unique solutions for the uniqueness of our country, but then tie that together into a national plan to develop better players.
You know, I mean, I've often talked about the conversations I've had with John Herdman from covering the women's team, and I'm sure you've had the same conversations. One of the things John has always kind of talked about, and I think maybe particularly he's talking about women's soccer, but it's probably applicable to the sport in general. You know, the idea that we have a lot of people playing soccer, but there's got to be a way where you can identify, you know, the elite player, where you can provide a pathway, I guess, for everybody to enjoy the game and progress as much as they can. If somebody wants to progress to the highest stage, okay, that's fine. Have that path provided, kind of have it clear cut. How much of your job, Jason, is going to be, in effect, breaking down walls with some of the provincial associations? Because, I mean, I'm not going to name associations, but, you know, you talk to people, and I'm sure you've talked to the same people in Canada Soccer. There's some associations that are just intransigent, that just don't want to share or have their own way of doing things. That's going to be part of your biggest task, isn't it? Just kind of hammering through those walls?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if hammering through them is the right way to look at it. I mean, I think that, you know, I look at what's going on from coast to coast, and I think people are genuinely trying to do the best job that they can do. I think that the challenge lies in the fact that maybe they don't have as much information as they should have to be able to make the right decisions. And that filters down right from the very top all the way down through the system, down to the club coach, the volunteer parent coach that's working with the team. So this concept of coaches and what their role is, I think often gets misinterpreted by people who are maybe a little bit inexperienced and don't have a wide range of experience with the game. I always look at youth soccer coaches as teachers. They are teachers of the game. And their objective, their goal should not be to win a championship every year. Their goal should be to develop players every year that are able to progress to the next stage of their development. The analogy that I always use is with the education system. I mean, you imagine if, you know, your child goes to school, they're in grade four, they come out at the end of the year with their report card in their hand, and there's a teacher from another school in the parking lot saying to them, come to my school because I'll give you a better mark and you'll be a better student if you come to my school. Could you imagine the uproar that would that would happen from parents if that happened? If they were being conned into going to from one school to another school to another school, chasing this promise of better grades? It just wouldn't happen. It wouldn't be acceptable. And yet we do that in soccer, and we allow it to happen because we have these coaches that are out there who are misguided, misinformed. They don't really know what their objective is. And they're going out there, and they're just trying to poach players and recruit players to try and build a winning team because they think that that's the measure of success. Well, it's not the measure of success. The measure of success in youth sports is about teaching kids the fundamental skills of the game, whatever game they're playing, and having them fall in love with the sport. And that's what I really want to see happen. And all of the great coaches that are out there, they get a bad rap because there's a very small number of coaches that are doing the wrong thing. So for me, it's about educating people, and it's about educating players, it's about educating coaches, and a big part of it, too, is about educating parents, about this is what we are trying to do with your child. We're trying to get them to, first and foremost, fall in love with a game of soccer so that they're going to play for the rest of their life, and secondly, we're going to try and teach them the skills they need to be successful at the game, because the more success they have, the more fun they're going to have.
Jason, do we need to develop or come up with an idea of what it means to be a Canadian soccer player? In other words, as part of your your bailiwick, part of your dossier here, do we need to come up with sort of a definition of Canadian player, you know, and try to work from there?
That's a great question, and it's funny because it's something that I've always felt we've had an identity as Canadian players, and this goes back to my time as a player on the men's team, and we talk about this as well with the women's program, and down in Brazil, you know, the coaching staff, we talked about that Canadianness, you know, for lack of a better term, of what does it mean to be a Canadian footballer? What does it mean to wear that red jersey? And, you know, I go back and I look at all of the other Olympians and the other athletes and the characteristics that we share as Canadians, which are hard work, dedication, battling through adversity, dealing with adversity. You know, you talk about some of the challenges we have in our country in terms of geography, in terms of climate, you know, the inhospitable climate that many of our athletes live in, and it does not stop them. So if it's cold and it's snowing and it's horrible outside, doesn't matter. They're still out there training. They're putting in the hours. They're getting it done. They're battling through that adversity. And I want us to embrace that and say, you know what? We're still going to have that. Having that fight within us doesn't mean that we launch the ball down the field and just play a physical style of football. Yes, we want to have that physicality, but we also want to have skillful players. So you look at the new generation of players that are coming through, and I'm talking about players like Jesse Fleming and Kadisha Buchanan and Ashley Lawrence. These kids can play. These kids have technique. They've got technical ability that's off the charts. And we've got to embrace that and marry that with that toughness that we have as Canadians. And if we can do that and we can kind of create that DNA of what it means to be a Canadian soccer player, then we can embrace that from coast to coast. Now we've got the grassroots coaches working towards something. These are the kinds of players we're trying to develop. Mm. How do we do that? What environment do they have to be in to develop these traits and characteristics? And that's really the starting point of getting everybody on the same page in terms of player development.
Are there lessons for Canadian soccer in general, wider lessons to be learned from what John has done with the women's program?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a massive John Herdman fan, and he's one of the reasons why I was so eager to get involved with the CSA and to take this job was the opportunity to continue working with John in a closer way and to continue learning from him. He's got a wealth of knowledge, a wealth of information about player development, coach development, you know, even things like, you know, how children learn, you know, and I'm absolutely going to be tapping into John's knowledge base on a lot of the projects that I'll be working on, and I'll be working closely with him. And it's not just John, it's the other coaches as well that are working at the national team level on the men's side. You know, I'm looking forward to working with Tony Fonseca, Benito Floro, and all of the other coaches, because I think one of the things that we need to do a better job of in our country is sharing knowledge. You know, this concept of knowledge as a trade secret has to be abolished. You know, the real power in knowledge is in sharing that knowledge. and giving it to other people so that they can then utilize it and adapt and learn and evolve and enhance that knowledge. And we've got a wealth of knowledge in soccer in our country, and we just have to tap into that. So, you know, that's going to be another big part of my job, is to tap into the brain trust of Canadian soccer and figure out what works, what doesn't work, you know, what has been successful, what hasn't been successful, and then trying to formulate a national plan for both player and coach development that's going to be uniquely Canadian. Because I've said this before, one thing we cannot do is copy what's being done in other countries, because other countries have their own culture, their own diversity, their own challenges, their own uniqueness. We are Canada. We have our own identity, and we've got to have a solution that is based on principles of best practices in player development. It's based on the principles of the academic research behind how children learn, how coaches learn, how people develop, and then marry that with that Canadian DNA we just talked about the fight and the battle and the adversity and the character that we have as Canadians. And marry that with the technique and the skill that everybody wants to see from our players that we saw down in Brazil from our women's team. And if we can do that, we're absolutely going to be moving things in the right direction.
Final question before we let you go. What's more important for Canada soccer right now, to see our national men's team do well in this current stage of qualifying, or to see our under 17 and our under 20 teams get back to, you know, to being in the World Cup at those particular levels?
Well, I think they're both important, and actually they're very much related. You know, you talk about success at the youth national team level, the 17s and the 20s, and even going down to the 15s,
sure.
You know, talking about their exposure to international soccer. It's vitally important that they get that exposure, because, and I'm going back quite a few years here when I say this, but I remember, you know, as a 17-year-old, getting my first taste of international action, and it was such a culture shock for me to go to places like Mexico and experience a different culture and know what the level was like at the highest level. And this is the standard that I have to meet now. And I realize, wow, I've got a long way to go here. So the more exposure that our young players can get to international competition at younger ages, the better it's going to put them, you know, in the future when they move on towards the senior team. Because that's the objective of all of our national youth teams, is to produce players who can go on and represent Canada at the senior international level, both male and female. So it's really about preparation. It's not as much about results at the youth level, but results are important, because you have to look at that, developing that winning mentality. And when you get success, it breeds confidence. It gives you the confidence to continue doing the work that you're doing, to put in the hours that you're putting in. And hopefully that's going to lead to more success later on down the road. So I don't think you can separate them in any way. They're absolutely linked in a good way. And I'm looking forward this week to watching our men down in Honduras. Fingers crossed, like everyone else, that they can get the result they need down there. And then if they do, boy, the game in Vancouver on Tuesday night is going to be an absolute barnstormer with a place in the Hex on the line.
Jason, listen, we really appreciate you joining us. I know your time is going to be at a premium down the road. Again, congratulations. Best of luck, and we wish you every success, and we'll
Thank
keep in
you.
Touch.
Absolutely. Anytime you guys want to chat soccer, I'm your guy.